This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ryan Wood talks Packers with us Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays here on the Wendy's Big Show at 4:48. We do that now with him on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Ryan, appreciate the time. The Twitter sphere all excited about Aaron Rodgers' outfit as they arrive in Canada, but will he arrive on IG Field tomorrow night to start?
It's a really good question. I wish I had a good answer for it. You know, I could see it going both ways. We know how Aaron Rodgers feels about it. I don't think there's any question about that. He doesn't see the value in these preseason snaps. And, you know, as the Packers would like to have him out there. They want to see their quarterback with the offense in this new playbook, but they've also very much left open the door that he won't play. So, you know, it very much seems like it's up in the air.
You know, when we talk about this Packers team and them playing in this game and that turf condition like we talked about last time, you got any more of an indication of any of these starters not playing outside of Aaron Rodgers because of said turf?
Yeah, I asked Brian Gutekunst about that this week, and you know, he mentioned that the turf's only a couple years old, so it's not like it's old. It's not like it's worn down and everything. Mm-hmm. He did say that he'll, you know, when they get there in person and he gets his eyeballs on it, he'll give it a look. And if there's any questions at all about the, you know, the safety of the field, then they're not putting their starters out there. That's just not going to happen. So, you know, that remains a wild card because until they actually get a chance to see it, I'm not sure even they can know. They're going to give it a look, and if you see starters on the field Thursday night, you can be assured that the field passed the inspection.
Yeah, all right. I want to know the mental state of the team when they're going into practices and getting close to the regular season. You think they'll still concentrate on Oakland and maybe even Kansas City? Or you think this is just, I know, just guessing. Do you think they should just go ahead and just start with Chicago and just don't even game play in this next two?
Well, if you're looking for differences between Matt LaFleur and Mike McCarthy, we got one this week. They closed down August practices. They're not open to the public, the media. We got 22 minutes on Tuesday, literally just enough to take attendance. And there's no secret why that's happening. I mean, this is the start of Bears prep.
Yep.
I mean, they're still doing some card work for the Raiders and the Chiefs because you have to do some of that. But that's minuscule compared to the Bears prep going on. I mean, it's full throttle to week one starting now, and that's all going to be done behind closed doors. So, no question. This is the heart of Bears prep here.
Yes, I'm in the camp. I don't necessarily want to see it. Me and Gary disagree on that. I don't necessarily want to see Aaron at this particular time. It has nothing to do with the surface. It has nothing to do with anything. It doesn't have to do with his helmet. I just, at this particular time, that I just want to guarantee he's ready for Chicago. I have no problem with him not playing. I think I may be in the minority. What do you think?
Yeah, you're probably in the minority. You know, look, who knows? Maybe he doesn't play in the preseason. They come out and they look just fine week one. My thing is this. Under the best circumstances, the absolute best circumstances, unveiling a new offense for the first time at Chicago against that Bears defense is not easy. I mean, under the best circumstances. And Aaron Rodgers not playing at all in the preseason can't be the best circumstances. I mean, he's the quarterback. He affects the other 10 guys on the field. Every single thing flows through him. So it's hard for me to see how that helps in any way.
But look at it this way also, Chicago doesn't have film of him running it. They don't. I mean,
yeah, but that's not like they're going to show anything for real. You know that. I mean,
well, at least you go through his. Yeah, at least that little bit they'll be able to show it, but they can't see any film of Aaron Rodgers with Matt LaFleur's offense. Based on what they saw in the news, you can't really see anything. So that could be a surprise, I think.
But it could be a surprise anyway. Like, when I say Aaron Rodgers on the field, I don't mean from, like, running the playbook and week one stuff. That's not going to happen. Everything week one is going to be unscouted looks anyway. I'm just saying, like, it's a new play caller. And Aaron Rodgers said, you know, the move the ball drills in practice, they're unscripted, and they practice the relaying of the calls and him getting everyone set up. But let's face it, I mean, even if Aaron Rodgers doesn't need that game feel, the other 10 guys might. I mean, the other 10 guys might need to know what that feels like from that perspective.
Especially for the hard count, you're right about that. You're right about hard counts, audibles. You are absolutely correct with that, yeah.
So I don't think it's about the playbook. Like, everything, whether he plays or not, everything week one is going to be unscouted looks. So they're going to, they're on both sides of the ball, but especially the offense, they're going to unveil stuff that we don't see in the preseason. It's just the machinations of the offense, the logistics, the nuts and bolts of that thing, and how it operates with the quarterback on the field, with the new play caller, the communication, those things, that to me is where you practice at least a little bit in the preseason.
Talking with Ryan Wood here on the Wendy's Big Show. Talk to him Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 4:48 here on the Wendy's Big Show. Ryan, as you look on the defensive side of the football, 66 snaps in the preseason for Rashawn Gary, just one tackle. Now, the production level was obviously low at Michigan, and that's been well documented, that he was drafted on potential and what the measurables say. Now, you've talked a lot on this show about how good he's looked in the one-on-one action. So can we expect this week to be where it starts to break out in 11-on-11?
You know, Mike Pettine had a really, I think, fair point about Rashawn Gary, and that is the difference between him and Darnell Savage Jr. is that Rashawn Gary really is transitioning to a new position. He didn't stand up in college. He had his hand on the ground. He was a five tech. There's going to be a learning curve there. Now, one-on-one is a completely different beast than 11-on-11. So when I rave about his athleticism in one-on-one, it's better to have that than not, for sure. But that doesn't mean that it's transferable to 11-on-11, especially when you're learning a new position. It's just totally different. And frankly, while it's better to have the athleticism pop out and see that one-on-one, you have guys sometimes that you don't see that in one-on-one that are gamers and show up in 11-on-11. Kyler Fackrell is a great example. You see him one-on-one pass rush, it's not much to look at. You put him in a game, he had 10.5 sacks last year. So, it's just a matter of when that light bulb does click on for him. I think at a new position, that's why the Packers are playing him those 60-plus snaps and have given him a lot of time on the field this preseason to get used to the new position. I mean, everything's different. The vantage point is different. You're standing up. There's a lot more to be aware of when you got your hand in the ground on the defensive line. I mean, it's much more of a tunnel vision. He's seeing much more of the game and much more of the field now, and he's got to be able to process that. So there's a lot of new for him to get used to.
You know, we talk about Mike Pettine and this defense, and something different is Mike Pettine standing on the sideline versus being up in the booth this year, and that's been documented. What I haven't seen is who are the guys that are going to be up in the booth sitting where Mike Pettine was sitting?
You know what? That's a good question. I actually don't know. Mike Pettine said that a year ago with having the run game coordinator and Patrick Graham and the pass game coordinator Joe Witt on the field, he felt better about how the sideline was being handled. But the reason for making that move is because, and he even said, especially at Lambeau Field, I mean, there's some stadiums around the league where this isn't as much of an issue. But it takes a journey to get from the coaching booth to the locker room at Lambeau Field. And halftime's not very long. So the logistics of it is a big reason why he's on the sideline now. And that's something he's not done a whole lot. I'm not sure who he's got up there, but Mike Pettine is the brain of that defense. So it's all going to flow through him, and that brain now is on the sideline.
More important to be on the sidelines with their side of the ball, offensive coordinator with his quarterback, wide receivers, and running backs, or defensive coordinator with his guys?
Honestly, this isn't a cop-out. I think guys on both sides, it's kind of to each their own. Like, guys that just have different preferences on both sides. I certainly think, because of the emotion that you have to play with on defense, one of the things Mike Pettine said was that he likes to see look at guys in their eyes on the sideline, and there's a lot more emotion you got to play with on the defense side of the ball than even the offense side of the ball. So that certainly can help him. I mean, he can get a feel for guys and their composure, guys, you know, their emotional level, where they're at, and a better pulse on that. But there's a lot of offensive coordinators too that like to be down there for really the same reason. So I really think it's an individualistic preference from coach to coach that really kind of transcends whether you're offensive or defensive side.
Ryan, who do you got tomorrow night, Packers and Raiders, as I try to always take a little bit of your knowledge and help it to my bank account?
Oh, I'm still doing the preseason betting. I'm sorry.
Yes, sir. Got to. Come on now. Don't laugh. Hey, these are investments, Ryan. Investments. That's what you have to think about these as.
So I think a really good rule of thumb in this 2019 NFL season for everybody is to never take the Raiders.
Good. I like that. Okay. That works out.
Just don't take the Raiders. Just don't do it.
So that feels like Packers giving 2.5 is exactly where I should be at.
Yeah, if it was Packers or anyone else, I'm pretty sure I would not take the Raiders.
There he is, Ryan Wood, going anybody but the Raiders for tomorrow night's game on the Wendy's Big Show. Appreciate it, man. We'll talk about it on Friday.
All right, take care.
That's Ryan Wood joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. We'll talk about Packers and Raiders with him on Friday at 4:48, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. He joins us here on the Wendy's Big Show. You can look and buy, build, or renovate or refinance in 2019 with Great Midwest Bank.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.